eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome in, everybody, to the flagship podcast interview. It is with great excitement that I, Chip Brown of Horns 24/7, welcome in to the flagship podcast burgeoning movie star, in addition to former stud Texas Longhorns football player, Brecken Hager. Brecken, good heavens, I'm seeing pictures of you on the red carpet for this film, 12 Mighty Orphans. You're a movie star.
Well, Chip, thank you for that intro. Not quite a movie star yet, but 12 Mighty Orphans is the first film I got to participate in and have a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I mean, tell us how this evolved. Last time we saw you, you were, you know, throwing people around on a football field. How did you get into this movie? Take us through it.
Okay, so I got into this movie as I was actually training for the league. And it kind of really set my priorities straight on what I wanted, you know, to become in this life. So, you know, I got a call from a producer named Brent and Brian when I was training out in California. And, you know, I auditioned and then I moved back to Texas. I got real close with the director and producer, the director being Ty Roberts and the producer being Lane Garrison. And they just welcomed me in as the very beginning phases of this, the 12 Mighty Orphans. And, you know, it took a lot of hustle. I had to go out there and hustle it myself, just like anything else, and had a lot to prove. But, you know, I'm so incredibly thankful to Ty and Lane and Brenton for this experience.
I mean, had you done any acting before?
Yeah, so I actually, while I was playing football at Texas, and even before that in high school, middle school, I started with theater, and then I had like a very popular short film in high school, and then in college, kind of split my time with football, and then I was making short films. One got into Cannes, so it's always been a passion of mine to be a producer and actor. And it's just, there's levels to it, just like anything else, right? You got to take the right steps, the small steps, and keep going.
Man, that is spectacular. Okay, so it's one thing to get close to the director and producer, and obviously the 12 Mighty Orphans, for those who don't know, it's based on a true story about a collection of orphans who form a football team and end up accomplishing great things because of their camaraderie, their will. And so, you know, a football movie, we get a football player in Brecken Hager, but I mean, this is wild stuff. It's making a movie is totally different from making a short film, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, a feature film of this budget and scale, and you know, yeah, just the stories behind it.
In this movie, Robert Duvall is in this movie. I mean, this is going to be the next Remember the Titans you know, I mean, this is, well, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, no, and you're right. There really hasn't been a football story, especially a Texas football story, you know, I guess since my All-American, that with this much weight in it. And so I guess I'll start with my character. My character was Merrill Greathouse, and he's considered one of the, in the film, it's, you know, I'm the best football player in Texas. And so, like, they're kind of hyping me up until the end. And Merrill Greathouse was actually, he went to OU, and then he was a roommate with DKR, Darryl Royal. So I was like, wow, this is fascinating. And through that, you know, my character, and then all the studs in the movie, like Luke Wilson, Robert Duvall, Martin Sheen, Rooster McConaughey, Lane Garrison is actually in it as well. The producer, he's hilarious. It was a lot of fun. It really was. And it's a great story, man. America needs this story right now.
What are you going to remember most from this experience?
Okay. So it was like my second day on set, and it was freezing outside, and, you know, we were shooting from like 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. So it's really the work days. I mean, they're legit work days. So we get out there and they're filming, you know, the state championship, and Lane Garrison comes up to me. He's decked out in like Patriots sweats, wears football gloves and has cleats on. And he's like, I want you to go full speed. I want you to make this look as real as possible. I want you, you know, like hit them. So that after about, you know, the first hour, I was drilling these kids. Like I was hitting the 12 Mighty Orphans. I was hitting them as hard as I could. And it became such a problem on set that, you know, there were some breakdowns from my fellow actors.
I mean, did you put anyone in an EMS truck, or what was going on here?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, the lead in the movie, Hardy Brown, he took a solid hit from me. He took it well. And that was that. But there was this other actor where they ended up cut out a lot of scenes, but they cut out this scene entirely because I had to chase down the field and keep hit tackling them over and over again. He threw this giant fit and, you know, was yelling at the director, saying like, "Are you going to let me, you know, take all these hits from a ex-Texas football player?" And then like he called his agent and made a huge deal out of it. But it was, I don't blame him, because it was me tackling the kid like 20 times.
Oh man, that is hilarious. What did the director say?
Ty, oh gosh, and he's a, you know, he's a Longhorn. He loves Texas. He handled it just like a professional. He was a great leader. He's kind of like the head coach of a football team. But he told me to lay up a little bit towards the end, but he handled all of it really well, and he got the shots he needed to.
Okay, so talking to Brecken Hager, Longhorns football player, now movie actor in the movie 12 Mighty Orphans, based on a true story. I think it was adapted from the book written by Jim Dent. And where was it filmed, Brecken?
So the majority of it was actually filmed in Fort Worth, just like the book. It's pretty spot on in terms of how it looks to the book's times. So yeah,
I mean, it's leather helmets and stuff, right?
Yeah, the wardrobe was pretty cool. The cleats were incredibly uncomfortable because they were like, you know, modeled after what they would be wearing,
like square toed and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. All right, so I mean, the audition, what was the audition like?
So the audition was, you know, at first, obviously, I was going for the lead role, and I was during that process, I was like going over the script with Ty and Lane, rehearsing with them, And, you know, I was too big and too big to be, to, you'll see why if you watch it, but I ended up being too big, but I got the role that was the starting point to get me to my next role, which we can go on that later, but that film will come out this year as well. So it worked out, but the audition was just, you know, right there, right in front of them. And, you know, they called me and they said, you know, it's not going to work out for Hardy, but it'd be an honor for us or for you to play Merrill Greathouse. And I was like, that was the second role I would want. So it worked out perfectly.
Well, I know you're buddies with Matthew McConaughey. You said Rooster McConaughey is in this movie. Who is Rooster?
Rooster plays a character by the name Pop Boone, and he killed it. The dude's hilarious, but he's also, he's a great actor. He really is. And he's funny. He was perfect for that role. The character he's playing, Pop Boone, he's like the reporter during the times, the journalist that believes in the orphans. And, you know, from the script, I was like, that's going to be such a sweet character. And then boom, it was Rooster. So
was Matthew hanging around too, or?
No, you know, I tried to get him to be what Rusty Russell, where Luke Wilson ended up playing. You know, it didn't work out, but you know, it didn't work out, but Luke killed it. I mean, Luke, that's one of his best performances I've seen.
Oh, this is awesome. Talking to Brecken Hager. In fact, we'll take a quick break here on the Flagship Podcast. Come right back. I want to hear more about this this other project that he probably can't tell me about, but it sounds like there's more movie stardom for Brecken Hager. We'll be right back with Brecken here on the Flagship Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Brecken, I'm going to try and get it out of you. Are you telling me that there's another movie? You've made another movie or what?
Yeah, so during this process, I brought, you know, my dad on the film set. And when COVID hit, there was an opportunity for a film called The Blazing World. And, you know, my dad and I first met with the director, writer, and then Britton Bryan, who is a producer on 12 Mighty Orphans. And I kind of just hustled my way onto that film set. And then my dad came along because we started a production company. So he came along and was an executive producer on it. And now it went to Sundance. It's this year in January. And my character, Chip, is very different than this character.
So it's called The Blazing World.
Yes, The Blazing World. Horror film made here in Austin, directed, written by, and starring Carlson Young, who she's absolutely brilliant. I saw her, you know, two nights ago. She's probably going to be the greatest female director of our time, of right now. And she's awesome. So we got that project, you know, in the can. We're in distribution now, but it's set to premiere in October. So, okay.
Man, this is I gotta keep up with all this. So, what? I mean, you have a Screen Actors Guild card now. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a Screen Actors Guild. I got a production company. I've got. You know, I'm partnered with my father, which couldn't be more perfect.
One and only Britt Hager, all-time lead tackler in Texas football history.
Yep. He's now the new player on the block. So he's now turning into a little movie mogul, and it's pretty awesome what he's able to do and how his skill sets. Because Chip, making movies, it's just like football. Like, to win games, you got to have your team. There's so much work behind the scenes. It's slow like football. You know what I mean? It's a real slow business, but my father he's very good at it, at what he does.
Well, Mojo, I call him, because he's a proud Permian Panther. Okay, so I see you at these premieres. You're like walking with Robert Duvall, who's like one of the greatest actors ever. So, I mean, are you going to these premieres and hanging out with Robert Duvall? Give me a story about that. Are you ever on set together?
Yeah, so Robert Duvall, when we were on the set of 12 Mighty Orphans, I went to his trailer because he heard I was a football player, and we hit it off. And, you know, I had to go get ready for rehearsals, and he was just going on and on. So I was like, so, you know, are you an NFL fan? Like, do you like the Eagles, Rams? And then he goes, he was loving it. So I brought my dad in, and my dad and him talked for a long time in his trailer. They hit it off. And, you know, we got to see, I don't know if you've seen Apocalypse Now with Robert Duvall and Martin Sheen.
Yep.
This was their last movie. So that was the only movie that they did together. And this is probably the last movie they'll ever do together. So wow. Being with them both on set, it was historical. And yeah, as far as, you know, just in the circles now with some of these big dogs, it's growing on both, you know, my side as an actor. And then on the other side, we have like 5 projects we're looking at right now to you know, initiate fundraising, or even half of them are financed. So business is good. It's going well.
So you have an agent?
No, I am a firm believer in doing it yourself. So I do have a manager that I train Muay Thai with. So he teaches me Muay Thai,
nice.
Helps me with the scheduling on both sides. So, but as far as like an agent, you know, this film game's changing. The traditional way of doing things are changing. So I don't see a need for one right now.
I like it. You've always been a maverick. You've always been your own guy. And so none of this surprises me. I mean, the fact that I can't wait to see this movie, first and foremost. And so tell people when they're going to be able to see 12 Mighty Orphans.
Okay. So I think it's out. I could be wrong. I think it's out in Texas today. But it's the premiere that I know is Father's Day, where everyone can go and see it. And I would recommend that you do see it if you enjoy going to movies and you want to, you know, just find a story that has nothing to do with politics or what's going on and what you see right now in the media or news, because it'll put things into perspective about how much worse it can be and how to respond to adversity. In a way that's also very historical and, you know, I wouldn't say documentary based, but it allows you to learn a lot about Texas and Fort Worth while going through that experience.
What is the coolest thing about making a movie?
The coolest thing about making a movie. You know, for me in this movie particularly, it was the best moment of it was being at the premiere right behind Lane Garrison, Ty Roberts, and Houston Hill, you know, Santa Rita Films, and watching the press take their photos, seeing them smile, seeing a miracle in that being making movies, right? Seeing them make it after all these years of hustling, because this business is treacherous and it's cutthroat. And if you're not hustling, you're not going to make it. So watching their all of their labor and all their hard work come to fruition was the moment for me that really impacted me. And I'm so happy and thankful for those guys.
So what's next for Brecken Hager?
All right, Chip. Are you, okay, so there's a few things, obviously, right? I got a few more movie projects that I can't discuss.
Okay.
We should have it, you know, we should have two or three of them ready to go and ready to start. Right now, I actually partnered with my older brother, Bron Hager, and I started working with the Ethereum Foundation. So I've been actually, and if you're not familiar with Ethereum, it's what I believe to be the one world financial system. And I'm just making sure we're all protected, all the assets and things we're doing. So basically, I'm going to be able eventually to use what Bron and I are working on to turn full length major motion pictures into NFTs. So, you know, artists will get what's fair for them, because like I said, this business is so treacherous and so, so greedy. A lot of the times these artists do not get what's theirs in terms of intellectual property. So right now I'm working on tokenizing intellectual property as an NFT oriented content commodity.
Wow. NFT.
Yeah. Non-fungible token.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, this is great stuff. I mean, you've been busy since I last talked to you, and now I'm going to be blowing you up to find out what these next projects are. So have you even looked up at Texas football or the fact that they have a new football coach?
You know, to tell you the truth, I didn't until recently. I support the new coach, and you know, I want to see great things come from the University of Tech. There's no reason why, I mean, we shouldn't be competing at the highest level. So I do support him. I know his story. And I do believe he will, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hager, that's royalty in Texas football. And you and I are speaking right now, and I'm looking at a picture of you with the golden hat on your head, because you were part of that incredible 2018 victory where you all beat Kyler Murray and OU 48-45. One of the best Texas OU games up there with 2008, really, the 45-35 game. But, you know, you said that you ended up finding your way into acting and movies while training for the NFL. And so that obviously helped you, you know, find your path. You thought it might have been football, but now it's acting.
Yeah, you know, and then regarding that win against OU, that's one of my proudest football achievements is being undefeated in the number 60. So to Missouri and then Oklahoma. So I'm proud of that. And then as far as, you know, going through and deciding what it is I wanted to leave behind for myself, it's always been, you know, this passion. Even playing football always kind of took the back seat. I did it because it needed to be done, and I loved the University of Texas that much to, you know, give them everything I had. So once that was over, and you know, I was going through the important decision process, I just had to do what made me the most happy.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, what a cool path. All right. So one more thing on the 12 Mighty Orphans. So what do you think people will like most about this movie?
It's a good question.
Because it kind of plays on the heartstrings, right?
Yeah, it's emotional. But what I think everyone will take out of it is just the story in itself, and you know, this kind of inspiring and you know also heartbreaking story. They'll really like to just get away from their everyday life and what's going on right now in the world and just reflect and say, you know, I could have it so much harder. It's been a lot harder throughout the times, and you know, just pushing through and things will be all right.
Well, that is awesome. Anything else you think you know, is important for people to know about what's going on with Breckenhager or this movie, 12 Mighty Orphans?
Yeah. So Chip, I am on your show because the respect I have for you and what you've done over the years in your career, I will, you know, I was on the horn as well with that same respect, and to the people that listen, it's, you know, these are the people you reach, Chip, are the type of people that I actually care about, you know, presenting information to. But going forward, I won't be doing interviews. The only time I'll let, you know, people see me is on the silver screen, except for, you know, gentlemen like yourself that I have the utmost respect for.
Well, I appreciate that, Brecken, because, you know, I've always had, you know, great respect for you, and you're just always putting it out there. Like you said, giving everything you have. I just think that's a talent in itself, and not everyone can do it. And you attack life. And so I'm so happy for you that this new chapter is happening. I can't wait to see the film. If it opens on the 20th, I'll be there on the 20th. And thanks so much for the time, Brecken. And I will be blowing up your phone to find out what the next project is, so I can tell everyone what you're up to, man. And I'm all so when and real quick, when can I find a Blazing World to come out in October? You said
yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna make a note, and I'm gonna track you down.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
And don't judge me on that one. In my character, it's a.
Oh, I get the feeling you're the killer or something.
Well, Chip, I'll keep it real with you. My character's on acid in the movie.
Okay. All right. We're going through some dark times.
Yeah.
Who knows? But we'll be watching The Blazing World come October.
It's incredible. I mean, just, and keep Carlson Young, Brent and Brian, their names in your head too. We're going to do some great things together.
Okay. I love it. You heard it here first. You heard it from Breckenhager. Thanks so much to Breckenhager for joining us here on the Flagship Podcast. And for Brecken, I am Chip Brown of Horns 24/7. Until next time here on the Flagship Podcast, stay safe and keep the faith.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.